and girls of every age. Wouldn't you like to see something strange?
Come with us and you will see. This our town of Halloween.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween. Pumpkins scream in the dead of night.
This is Halloween, everybody make a scene.
Trick or treat,
tell the neighbors on the diaphragm.
It's our town, everybody's free.
This town of Halloween.
I am the one hiding under your bed. Teeth ground sharp and eyes glowing red.
I am the one hiding under your stairs. Fingers like snakes and spiders in my hair.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween. Halloween, 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 Halloween.
In this town we call home, everyone hail to the pumpkin song.
In this town, don't we love it now? Everybody's waiting for the next surprise.
Round that corner and hiding in the trash can. Something's waiting now to pounce and how you'll scream.
This is Halloween.
Red and black.
And slimy green.
Aren't you scared?
Well, that's just fine.
Say it once, say it twice. Take a chance and roll the dice. Ride with the moon in the dead of night.
Everybody scream. Everybody scream.
Flash and Donald and Trace.
I am the who in the cuckoo's there.
I am the wind blowing through your hair.
I am the shadow on the moon at night, filling your dreams to the brim with fright.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween. Halloween, 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 Halloween,
Halloween.
That's our job,
but we're not mean.
In our town of Halloween. In this town,
don't we love it now? Everyone's waiting for the next surprise.
Skeleton Jack might catch you in the back and
scream like a banshee, make you jump out of your skin.
This is Halloween, everybody scream.
Won't you please make way for a very special guy?
Norman Jack is king of the pumpkin patch. Everyone hail to the pumpkin king. Now this is Halloween.
Cascades from the west. The rictus of the jack-o'-lantern glows through the night. Sweet dreams of archetypal splendor greet smiles and fright. As children laugh and play with trick or treat delight, neath the paw of the grim one's sight. The skeletal trees are thrust to the sky. Leaves blown by the wind and the whispering breeze. The house there stands vacant, or so it seems. Then whose are the eyes that peer through the beams? Devil Moon Nye peers from on high, flooding the earth with blue crimson light. Vampires and werewolves arise for a fight. Nightmares alive in glory and might. Black candles shimmer in the beauteous gloom. The shadows take shapes in the depths of your room. The demons, the devils, the ghouls and the ghosts. The gates are cast open. We welcome the hosts. Our brothers and sisters from hellish abodes. By thunder and lightning, the ravens have flown. The Sabbath bell calls through black haunted halls. Baphomet smiles in demonic guile. By Satan, Lucifer descends Leviathan to Belial. looming spectress by words of spell. Lingering shades, All Hallows Eve, by what was spoken shall soon be reaped. In pleasure, in passion, in feral grace, Halloween's wonders, come take thy place.
The devil started dancing, he was quite entrancing. When he did the jangle his own way, his bones were rattling loudly as he began to shuffle proudly. That's the way that Satan makes a holiday. The music wasn't good, but it was plenty spooky. That's the way he likes it night and day. The gentleman prefers to listen to aggravating rhythm. That's the way that Satan makes a holiday. Watch out, he's coming out. And then you'll shout, unless you're good, not wood. He's really rather goofy, trying to be spooky. But he has to do it day by day. His job is not alluring, nevertheless it's quite enduring. Maybe that's why Satan takes a holiday.
You get so nervous that you nearly miss your
Mad Monster Party. Plot. Infamous for his Promethean creation of life, Dr. Baron Boris von Frankenstein has now discovered the secret of ultimate destruction, comprised of a glowing blue solution kept in a vial. Monsters from all over the world are invited via Batmail to a ball in honor of its discovery, and to decide on a successor to the Frankenstein legacy. Included amongst the invitation, one goes to an unknown pharmacist named Felix Flanken, an awkward young man with asthma. Transported upon a sea monster boat to the island, greeted by zombie servants with groveling supervisor Yetch, a Peter Lorre characterization, the monsters arrive one by one in ghoulish style, including Count Dracula, Alan Swift, the Wolfman, Frankenstein's creation, along with the monster's mate, played by Phyllis Diller, the creature, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, Swift, the mummy, the invisible man, and the hunchback of Notre Dame, who will be selected. Included amongst the delightful menagerie of distinguished guests is one Francesca Gale Garnett, Dr. Frankenstein's veritable Galatea creation, a curvy redhead with a voice as soft as silk, a cartoon cutie, as it were. whose characterization could very well have inspired one Jessica Rabbit and Sally from Nightmare Before Christmas. After a performance by the resident skeletal band, Vivian the Tibulas, the party gets rowdy and breaks out into a free-for-all. Francesca's plotting turns against her, and she is on the run with Felix through the surrounding wilderness, where we finally meet it. There are a couple of surprises towards the end with a bit of tragedy and where things are certainly not as they appear to be. Music. Partially a musical, the Mad Monster Party soundtrack composed by Maury Law also features the remarkable vocal talents of Ethel Ennis, who sings the memorably splendid title theme. Gail Garnett provides Francesca's sultry speaking and singing voice with the tenderly romantic serenade, Never Was a Love Like Mine. Phyllis Diller contributes with the humorous, if not relatable, You're Different. Even Boris Karloff joins in with One Step Ahead in a rhythmic narration with an organ playing Baron von Frankenstein. Of note, to celebrate Halloween, horror punk band The Misfits would eventually record their version of Monster Mash, whose video features scenes from Mad Monster Party integrated with their show. They're alive. The characters themselves are rendered in what has been appropriately referred to as animagic, marionettes designed by Mad Magazine's Jack Harris, which are imbued with such personality so as to project the believable impression of life. This, combined with the suspension of disbelief, makes for one quite of an entertaining and magical spectacle throughout. I recall when this presentation was played every Halloween season, and being a Dracula favorite I kept close to my heart, I'd never miss it. Emerging from the nucleic innovation of Rankin Bass, who also brought us the ubiquitous holiday classics like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Frosty the Snowman, it's easy to see the influence this film has had on the likes of Tim Burton, inspiring many of his creature characters from The Nightmare Before Christmas to Corpse Bride and Beetlejuice. It is really nice to have a fun presentation that speaks to those of us who resonate with the Halloween aesthetic. This film accompanies the aforementioned presentations perfectly and is a truly entertaining addition for the monster within. Extras, complete with extras such as a theatrical trailer, production art gallery, and poster and still gallery on the DVD. It also arrives with a superb 24-page booklet insert detailing the history, creators, characters, actors with rare posters, photographs, promotional material, and production art and stills, all making for a most worthy resurrection from the mists of past unorthodoxy. Thank you.
They're creepy and they're kooky, mysterious and spooky. Hey, they're all together ooky, the Addams Family. Dig the pair, it's a museum, and when the cats all fall by to see them, hey, they're a riot, they're a doggone scream. Hey, the Addams Crazy Bunch. Neat, sweet, reet petite. Okay, boys, get ready to take me to the stratosphere. Down, he came with me. Tish, you spoke French again. There goes the hair on my neck.
It was Halloween evening, and through the abode, not a creature was stirring. Not even a toad. Jack-o'-lanterns are hung on the gallows with care.
Guide, sister witch, she lies to me.
Drawn by eight beautiful bats. And she calls out to them.
Come flitter, come flutter, come flapper and flyer.
Come chitter, come chatter, come vicious vampire.
When the sky is gray and the moon is hazed, I'll be down to get you. Roots of earth will shake. Sinister purpose, knocking at your door. Come and shake my hand. Burn away the goodness, you and I remain. Did you see the last war? Well, here I am again. Sinister purpose, knocking on your coffin lid. Come, come and take my hand. The old lady likes me to sing this song to her. I'm her favorite ghoul, you know. All right, my dear, knock, knock, knock on your coffin door. Open up. There you go. Oh, my. What have you done to yourself, my dear? You didn't have to put all that makeup on. I would have recognized you anywhere. It's been a while, my dear. Once a year at Halloween, you know. When the sky is gray and the moon is hazed, I'll be down to get you. Roots of earth will shake.
Now move over, my dear. Give me a little room, eh? I can set you free, make you rich and wise. We can live forever. Look into my eyes. Sinister purpose, knocking at your door. Come and take my hand. Oh, get a little more. More, more, my dear. We have until the sun comes up, you know. It smells rather weird in here. Is that you or me, my dear? Sinister purpose, knocking at your door.
A phantom ship appears in the fog, torn sails, cruising eerily through the night underneath the full moon's blue light. As the ghosts of maritime swashbucklers rise from the deep to tell deadly adventures. Based upon the travels of an accursed vessel named the Tempest, and beginning with an appropriately gruff narration as if spoken by Blackbeard himself, setting the tone for this morbid excursion, complete with the chanting of Yo-Ho in the background, Phantoms of the High Seas is a splendid gothic translation of pirate lore, with choirs and sound effects to richly complement and accentuate the tenebrous orchestrations. Also featured is a haunting vocal piece entitled Fate of the Tempest, sung by Ty Cook, which recounts the tale. The lavishly decorated booklet is your treasure map to the musical gems herein, filled with darks and illustrations from the quest which will accompany you along your journey. Neath the black banner of Jolly Roger do his sail for gold and treasures unimagined in splendor. May greed be your guide, and may the cleverest survive to enjoy the booty.
Thank you.
Beginning with an orchestra tuning for a performance, concluding with enthusiastic applause, which this writer echoes, this opus is based upon the principle of an enigmatic musical theorem entitled The Cycle of Fifths. Involving 12 tones of a chromatic scale, their corresponding key signatures, and the associated major and minor keys, oftentimes symbolized as an intercorresponding dodecagon, seen on the cover. I would posit that a hypothetical 13th tone would be the sound of silence, the lapse between the tones. An interesting occurrence when the CD was first placed into the player is that immediately it traversed straight to track 11, The Enchanting Dreaming of You, featuring eerie soprano Donna, hauntingly manufactured by a program conspicuously entitled Prima by Vocaloid. Donna is literally a virtual siren lulling the sound waves of the mind into ecstatic repose. Had such information not been related, perhaps none but the most astute would be the wiser. This amazing replication reminds me of one Dr. Cecil Nixon and his automaton Isis. Personally, I feel a likened scenario applied for any possible live performances and or perhaps even a video presentation would be a splendid inclusion to behold. Also of note, Exordium Eram Sententia features a male chorus joined by a female choir, complementing one another in a graceful fanfare of potent permutation. Her Lady's Roses features a melancholy piano sonata, where the ghostly Donna is again heard, sweetly blending with the accompanying violin, finally fading into the darkness of the chamber. Augustus lends the impression of a martial sensation, with crashing cymbals, bells, trombones, trumpets, and warlike drums in perfect formation, steadily progressing towards inevitable victory. While Purgishnacht continues an almost tribal element, along with glorious rises and falls resplendent, asserting a grand celebration. Finally, the 12th point is reached with the Age of Legends, a very sword and sorcery piece, completing the cycle of fifths, as well as a vast span of passionate emotions. Classic Artistry raised the booklet along with a biography and portrait of the artist and composer himself, also including a depiction of Donna, leaving the notes with her magical spell. Uses of choral voices, the music of an entire phantom orchestra, a chorus of dark angels, and much more. The cycle of fifths is ingeniously arranged, ideal for the aristocratic libertine, complementing one's nocturnal activities and overall haunted chamber. Another splendid masterpiece from the myolithic maestro.
Oh, Pleasant nightmares. So weird.